In the summer of 2019, Goodyear entered into an agreement that would have brought a Nike manufacturing plant to the city. The move is expected to create at least 500 jobs and had some observers invoking the corny but accurate phrase, "It's a great year for Goodyear." But when the pandemic began to damage the economy earlier this year, that led to Nike laying off employees around the world and caused the company to cancel its plans for Goodyear. Reporter Joshua Bowling of the Arizona Republic has written about the process and where the relationship between city and company is now, and he's with me. Joshua, let's go back more than a year ago when this agreement was announced. Just how big a deal did this seem to Goodyear?
This was a very big deal for Goodyear. The city only has about 85,000 residents. They're kind of tucked off of I-10 southwest of Phoenix, and they've really been for years trying to build a really robust employment base so they don't have to have residents who are driving all the way to Phoenix or Mesa or Chandler for work every day. In the months leading up to this Nike deal, which was announced in July 2019, Goodyear had also landed several high-profile data centers, including two from Microsoft. And you know, corporate employers don't get much bigger than that. And they also have several fulfillment centers and delivery stations and other facilities for Amazon as well. So they had really been on a hot streak of gaining high-profile employers. And last July, when Nike came to town and made the announcement at a Goodyear City Council meeting that they were planning for this, they had announced that this was supposed to be not just another distribution center like they were used to seeing, but a full-fledged manufacturing facility. And Nike only had two other of these in the country at the time. It was supposed to be at least 505 full-time jobs that paid an average of nearly $49,000 salary. And it was supposed to generate over 5 years, almost $500 million in economic impact for the area. And so when you're dealing with a city like Goodyear and of that size, that is a lot of money for them to happen onto. So it's fair to say that it was a really big deal for them.
At what point did it look like this deal was cracking? Was there any indication of this before COVID-19 and the pandemic, or is that really what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
In the public's eye, there weren't really any signs of this cracking. The day after it was approved by the city council was when Governor Ducey fired off that early morning tweet storm that was overnight about Nike's pulling a shoe with the Betsy Ross flag design because of their partnership with Colin Kaepernick. And so for the first week, we were kind of on unsure ground of, is Nike still going to want to come to a state where the governor has tweeted about them like this? After a week or so, it became clear that Nike was intent on moving forward. Goodyear's intention was to move forward as well. The public announcement this year that kind of shifted the blame onto the COVID-19 pandemic, as many companies are feeling that. That came on July 28th, and I think all of us in the public sphere were kind of put back on our heels by that. But through a public records request, we were able to find that the city of Goodyear, the Arizona Commerce Authority, and the governor's office all had about a five-day head start. Nike had given them the courtesy of calling ahead of time, letting them know that they were planning to do this, as well as also doing some layoffs at their facilities in other states.
Why is this five-day head start important to know about?
Yeah, it really helped Goodyear get the ball rolling. And it's kind of a bookend when the Nike deal was announced. It was announced pretty late at night at a city council meeting on, I believe it was a Monday. And by, 2 or 3 in the morning Tuesday, we were kind of all blindsided by the governor's tweets and wondering, is this even going to happen? And it led to a long day of city staffers and the mayor holing up in the mayor's house and kind of creating like a war room where they're going over their strategy of how to handle this, what sort of statement to make publicly, and how to keep Nike in Goodyear. We kind of had the polar opposite of that this time around. This July, the city manager had sent out an email on July 23rd to the mayor and city council members saying, hey, Nike has just given us this call. They are planning to pull out of Goodyear. Let's start planning what we do next. And that led to the city tracking down how many financial incentives they had given Nike and how to recoup those. Certainly a big deal for a city of any size to make sure that they get their taxpayer dollars back like that. And it got the conversation started on what happens next with this property, because right now we have a really big empty building ready for a commercial tenant and a very hot industrial corridor that has just been growing exponentially year after year. So what are next steps for that?
How disappointing, how much of a thunderbolt is this to the progress Goodyear had been making?
Yeah, you know, I think any city would be understandably upset to lose such a high profile employer like that, especially when it's supposed to bring hundreds of jobs, well-paying jobs. But I don't think Goodyear is too set back on its heels by it. They do still have a really hot corridor up on Loop 303 where there's Dick's Sporting Goods, UPS, Sub-Zero, REI, lots of manufacturing and distribution up there. And then they do have this area where Nike was planned down by the Phoenix Goodyear Airport south of I-10.
So where does it stand in terms of the taxpayer money, in terms of the incentives? Has Nike been receptive to these discussions? I mean, have things been as smooth as they can be in this sort of economic situation?
Seemingly, yeah. Really all the company was counting on were incentives from the city. Goodyear did not actually pay out any money to Nike. They just waived 75% of Nike's permit and site plan fees that they would typically have to pay the city. And then by pulling out, that kind of nullified their job creation agreement with the city. And so they owe that 75% that they had been waived back to the city. And Goodyear received a payment in full from Nike for that outstanding amount.
That's Joshua Bowling, Arizona Republican, AZ Central reporter, covers Peoria and the Southwest Valley, getting an update on his reporting related to Goodyear and what was supposed to be the Nike plant. Joshua, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Steve.